There's no workplace like home, in the Wall Street Journal by Stephen Melendez. Millions of tech-savvy Americans want the freedom to work from the couch. Will the anticipated 5G revolution help them realize that dream, or is it mostly hype? Working 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life, and you dream about it, don't you? Dolly Parton's lyrics ring out as I sit in front of my laptop, a black streaming cup of ambition within reach to start my workday. As one of the lucky folks who can labor remotely, however, I'm not holed up in an office, bathed in fluorescent lights, bosses breathing down my neck. One factor that could soon help a lot more workers ditch the daily commute and the strictures of office life for the comforts of home is the touted 5G revolution, or the fifth generation of wireless networks that carriers are currently rolling out. The first generation powered the shoe-size phones flaunted by Gordon Gekko in Wall Street, and most digital devices since late 2012, including smartphones, tablets, and laptops, have been energized by relatively speedy 4G networks. Now, 5G, according to its evangelists, is poised to magically transform all aspects of life, including our ability to reliably connect to the office from, say, a hammock or a bathtub. At peak performance, 5G connections could kick up current speeds by nearly 200 times, fast enough to download a feature-length movie or similarly sized bundle of business documents in a few seconds, compared with nearly an hour via 4G. The 5G standard also offers some security improvements over existing tech when it comes to VPNs that let you sync up with work servers. Good news for anyone conducting sensitive business from home or on the road. Perhaps equally important to remote workers is 5G networks' low latency, or the time it takes data to go from point A to point B, which will lead to smoother video conferencing, said Nick Ludlum, Chief Communications Officer of the Wireless Industry Trade Group, CTIA. This should help make remote confabs more closely approximate, physically meeting in the same room. The image quality will be in HD without the pixelated strobing effect and awkward 5-second audio and video delays we now face. What 5G does is make the remote worker feel less like a second-class citizen in a meeting, said Krish Ramakrishnan, co-founder of the video conferencing company BlueJeans. Letting colleagues see each other's faces and body language naturally aids conversation, said Sasha Connor, consultant who advises businesses on optimizing remote work. It helps you to have context about what's going on around the person you're speaking to, she said. I'd have no idea if somebody left the room unless I could visually see this. The improved connectivity that 5G promises will also make it easier for colleagues to share on-screen documents and presentations on platforms like GoToMeeting from $14 per month, GoToMeeting.com. Instead of struggling to verbally ensure mid-conference call that everybody is literally on the same page. 5G technology is still in its early days. Brands like Samsung, Huawei, and LG have only just begun shipping 5G-enabled phones, but industry officials expect a rapid rollout. Qualcomm CEO Cristiano Amon told press he anticipates that at least 200 million 5G-enabled phones will ship worldwide this year, while Swedish telecom brand Ericsson, which is tracking 5G's global spread at Ericsson.com, projects that 74% of North American phone plans will be 5G-enabled by 2025. PC giant Lenovo announced plans to release the Yoga 5G, a laptop that connects directly to 5G networks this spring, from $1,499, Lenovo.com. And some phone carriers already offer portable hotspots, like Sprint's HTC 5G Hub, $600 plus data plans, Sprint.com, which can connect devices to its 5G networks via Wi-Fi or wired connections. Added to the promise of 5G, workers may soon be able to dodge the high cost of living in metropolitan areas where major league employers are based, without necessarily taking a pay cut. I didn't lose many opportunities when I moved from New York to New Orleans, and even gained one advantage. I can show colleagues where to get beignets and crawfish should they stop in town. Here's the problem. The grand promise of 5G is to change the way the world works and power advances in AI, propelling us into a Jetsons-like future of automated cars and connected smart homes. But many experts consider that promise hollow. For starters, because of the necessary infrastructure, the fastest 5G speeds will be limited to major cities, spreading to rural areas over years. Even then, higher speed networks that push higher quality video and larger amounts of data won't come cheap. So an employee who wants to work from home might need to pony up. Last year, carriers including Verizon and Sprint floated the idea that instead of making 5G their new standard, flipping the switch from 4G to 5G somewhere in the near future, they would charge customers more for the speedier premium service. Plus, anyone who wants to connect to 5G networks will likely need to invest in a new suite of devices, phone, laptop, hotspot, and more. And until 5G is widely developed, brands might not see the value of pushing out product. Even Apple is in a holding pattern when it comes to 5G-enabled iPhones. The 5G revolution that isn't was one of many negative headlines to emerge from January's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which some assumed would finally truly launch the so-called revolution. It didn't. And many argue that, for those who work at home or hope to soon, connecting via 5G might do little to combat a sense of isolation, a fear of not building professional and personal relationships in the way you can in an office. In a 2019 survey titled The State of Remote Work, conducted by Buffer, a marketing tech firm, telecommuters picked loneliness as a close second to unplugging after work on a list of things they struggled with most. It's worse for workers who rarely escape their home offices, not even to hang out at a drab Kinko's. And while 5G may pave the way for immersive video conferencing, experts say employees and employers will need to expend effort to make remote work actually work. For its part, Owl Labs, a Boston-area company which makes 360-degree cameras for video conferencing shaped like its namesake bird, holds regular catered lunches in conference room that remote workers can attend via video. The company even sends gift cards so each can be treated to delivery and chow down in front of the camera, said CEO Frank Weishaupt. The dream of seamlessly video conferencing into work between surf lessons in Costa Rica may still be far off, but at the very least, 5G might let colleagues share a coffee from afar. It might be sad, but see how you feel after another week of working 9 to 5.